You got your Bible, Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. I was in this sanctuary yesterday and the Lord began to deal with me. Amen. And I love the Word of God. I love everything about it. Amen. It's been what has shaped my life. It's what's changed me. Amen. I love this Sunday school, Sunday mornings, these lessons, and then the Word. And I don't think you can get too much Word. Amen. Especially, amen, when you see all these armies approaching Jerusalem. Amen. I want all the Word I can get. I want all the Spirit I can get. Amen. I want to know what's going on. Praise God. Psalms 1, the Bible said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight," everybody say his delight. "His delight is in the law of the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, amen, "in the law of" what would have been the Old Testament, Yahweh. "And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." Amen. Not somebody else's season and not somebody else's fruit. But the Bible said it would be your fruit in your season. "And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand," meaning they're not going to survive, they will not be able to withstand "in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Amen. The first verse one more time. Just the first few words. Amen. Maybe you could say, "Blessed is the man." Blessed is the man. I want to preach for just a little while from this title, "Living the Blessed Life." Hallelujah. Living the blessed life. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, all across this house. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and let's cry out to Jesus right now. We need you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you get a little bit louder in your prayer? Come on, could you let heaven hear you? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you join up with somebody next to you for a few moments? Come on, we need to pray a little bit more. Hallelujah, we need to touch heaven right now. Come on, we need to allow some liberty to come up in this house. In the name that is above every name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I wish somebody just tell the devil he's a liar. I wish somebody stomp on his head a little bit. Come on. I wish somebody praised God. If you can't feel God, just start praising him. He'll inhabit praise. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout he's a liar. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach living the blessed life. Amen. I believe God wants us to live the blessed life. And the enemy wants you to live all tied up and bound up and can't praise and can't move and hate everybody and stopped up and bitter and all the garbage of the works of the flesh. But I believe God wants us to live the blessed life. Is anybody in the house want to live the blessed life? Not just any old life, but the blessed life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to tell you, there's going to be different seasons and stages of your life. If you're blessed to live long enough, you're going to see a whole lot of different seasons in your life. A lot of stages of life that you're going to experience. And there's going to be wonderful things about every phase and season of your life. But also in every phase and every season of your life, there's going to be things that could trip you up. There's going to be things that could pull you down. Amen. Every season has got its own risk. Amen. Every season's got its own blessings. But every season's got things that come to you that could trip you up. But I've got a made up mind in the house today. I said I got a made up mind in the house today. Hallelujah. Whatever season of life. I said whatever season of life we're in, let's just learn how to be blessed. What do you say? Hallelujah. This blessed means happy. Everybody say happy. It's not just blessings. It's not just material things, but I believe God wants people to be happy. That's why this word is in here. Blessed or happy is the man. Amen. Don't live through a season of your life and just find every negative part about that. See, learn how to enjoy the season of life that you're in. Boy, I feel like preaching in this house. Hallelujah. Amen. Learn how to enjoy the good seasons of life. Let life speak to you. Of course, there's things everybody in this room could be upset about right now. But there's a whole lot to be thankful for also. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you live your life just, well, I'm going to be pouty today because I'm just in a season. Amen. But when this one's over, praise God, I'm going to be happy then. No, you ain't going to be happy then either. When you get to the next stage of your life, there'll be something else that's there. As soon as I get these kids raised, they just wear me out all day long. And soon as I get them raised, me and Mama's going to be so happy. We're about to travel and go see the rivers and the mountains. And no, when you get to that season, there'll be something. Your ankle's going to start hurting. Gas is going to go up. You'll have an MRI scheduled. There'll always be something to find problems with. But if you just say, I'm going to enjoy every moment of my life. Amen. If I'm raising kids or I'm raising grandkids, I'm just going to love the day. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Don't buy into it that it gets better the further you go. Praise God. I remember thinking when I was in school, I thought, man, I can't wait till I graduate. My life is about to become amazing. I didn't have a bill. I thought, I can't wait till there's nobody that can tell me what to do. You talking about living the good, I'm about to live the good life. Then I figured out I needed a job. And then I got a job, and guess what? Somebody started telling me what to do. They said, go pick up that box and move it over there. I thought, you know what? This is what I thought I was going to get away from. I thought my life was messed up because people always told me, you got to learn how to enjoy life right where you're at. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody say, in this season, I'm going to be happy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't get tripped up. Amen. I thought about the things that can mess young people up. Hallelujah. There's so many things that they could be tempted by. Amen. I thought, well, I ain't ever had to be tempted by the things they're being tempted by today. But I want to tell you something. When you get in your 20s, there's going to be different temptations. When you get in your 30s and 40s, there's going to be other temptations. When you get 50 and 60, there's going to be other temptations. When you get on the last mile, there's going to be other temptations. Well, I ought to just get mad and quit. I've lived my whole life. Here I am. I've done everything for the church, and all I wanted was for my knee to be healed or my shoulder or whatever. Here it is. I've done all this my whole life, and now they don't even need me anymore. I'm telling you, there's temptations from the cradle to the grave. And you better realize that there'll be things come against you. And you better realize that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be changing. Your life may be changing. Your bank account may be changing. But the God you're serving is not changing. He's still looking at the heart. He's still looking at your thoughts. He's still looking how you treat people. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. God is the same. Same way you were blessed as a young person. It would be the same way you're blessed in middle age. If you don't get a hold of it as a young person, hopefully you get a hold of it as a middle-aged person. But at some point, you got to realize that wherever I'm at in life, God has not changed. I may be more mature and I may be blessed or what. You may think I'm a whole lot smarter than I was. Well, hallelujah. Thank God for people that get smarter. Amen. But God was as smart as he is when you were. Hallelujah. We can't change the way we deal with God. God ain't going to change the way he deals with you. What it took to please him in the Old Testament is the same thing you're going to have to do to please him in the New Testament. If you got the Holy Ghost as a young person, when you're middle-aged, you're going to have to do the exact same thing to get a breakthrough in the Holy Ghost. And if you're 90 years old, you can't sit there full of pride. Well, I'm not talking to you. Amen. Praise God. We only got one 90-year-old in the whole house. If you're 91, amen, and think God's going to give something different or do something different, it still takes that same humble spirit, that same broken. It's still humility. It's still humbling yourself before God. He's not impressed by your progress and your promotions and your success in the world. except ye become as little children. Everybody say little children. Except we become as little children, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In him is no shadow of turning. So what I've come to preach about is it don't matter if you're 15 today or 115. Amen. It's going to take the same principles, amen, to live the blessed life. Hallelujah. Rich or poor, amen, whatever language you speak, whatever your culture is, it's irrelevant to God. He's got principles, and they're always going to stay the same. Amen. If your culture is contradictory to God's, guess what? You get to change your culture. You can say, well, that ain't how I was raised. I'm sorry. This is how God does things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So being blessed is a choice. Everybody say it's a choice. I don't want you to think that being blessed means you get a pocket full of money. I don't want you to think that you have to have a certain size house to be blessed. Those are called possessions. Those do not bring happiness. Hallelujah. If you think that's going to bring happiness, you're going to be awful surprised if you ever make it there. Hallelujah. Michael Jackson had a pretty nice house, I imagine. I'm not sure. Probably a bunch of them. I think he had a roller coaster in his backyard. You think, boy, that man, I love roller coasters. Amen. But a roller coaster in the backyard ain't going to make me happy if me and God are crossways. Hallelujah. Some people get their eyes on success in this world, and that ain't going to bring happiness. I was happy when I've had money in my pocket. I've been happy broke. Been happy in debt. Been happy, amen, when Dave Ramsey was mad at me. Amen. But it didn't come from old Dave. It come from God. It come from the decisions that I've made. You know what? I'm going to pursue God. I'm going to pursue the things of God. If he blesses me along the way, praise the Lord. If he don't, I'm still going to get up and smile. And how can you be like that? Well, because I got a mansion over in glory already built. I got a retirement already set up. Hallelujah. Amen. So everybody say happiness is a choice. But it's derived from the decisions that you make. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm just determined I'm going to make the right decisions every day of my life so that I can be a blessed, happy person and live the blessed life for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to live this the rest of your life? Come on. Come on, a happy life. I didn't say get rich life. I said a happy life. I didn't say everything perfect in my life. I said a blessed, happy life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I began to study what the Bible said, and it began to list three things that you don't need to do. Amen. Three things you need to avoid, and then three things that you do need to do. Amen. You all right with a little Bible study on a Sunday morning? Anybody interested in living the blessed life? The Bible would simply say a blessed man, this is the first thing he cannot do. He cannot walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. You're talking about taking the smile off your face and turning you upside down on your head. Amen. Bad counsel will ruin your life. Hallelujah. Ungodly, that means they're not in alignment with the word of God. There is safety in the multitude of counselors, but you got to read between the lines. That's good counselors. Amen. You cannot walk in the counsel of ungodly people. That means you can't allow ungodly people to lead your life. You can't pattern your path after ungodly people. Woo, hallelujah. I hope this is going to go over good. Amen. So the way I understand the Bible, no counsel would be much better than bad counsel. I would rather sit there and wish I had somebody to talk to than for the devil to send somebody bad to talk to me. I'd rather be a loner than to have people with ungodly principles speaking into my ear. I'm going to preach a little while. I would say no friends is better than having a bunch of bad friends. I'm just going to teach a little while. It's all right. Hey. Praise God. Nobody amen me right now, but let me for a few minutes. No companion would be better than having an ungodly one. Don't mess your life up. Boy, I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. Don't take things into your own hands and ruin your own life because you need, well, I just need this and I just. No, you need something godly in your life. This Bible's still right. How can two be in agreement when one's going that way and another's going that way? Hey, you'd be better off to not have any advice than to get bad advice. Boy, it's quiet in this house, but it's all right. Hello. I believe this word of God. My Bible said, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. You know what my Bible's telling me? Don't you? You better listen to this word of God. When you allow evil communication to get in your ear, it's gonna corrupt you. You better learn how to turn the radar on. Thankful that last night when Iran was attacking Israel, Israel had them radars on. Amen. Almost all the drones and everything was shot down. Praise the Lord. Amen. I prayed for God's people last night while I was in this church. Amen. I don't boast against, amen, the Jews. I hate it that they missed who Jesus was. Amen. But I'm thankful I got a chance. Hallelujah. I pray God keeps his hands on them. Hallelujah. They said America was the ones that were shooting most of them down before they ever touched Israel. I thought, God, amen, you see what this country's doing for that one. Give us a little more mercy. And give us a little more time to have a little more revival. Show us a little more favor, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But as the people of God, you got to get your radar turned on too. You better know what's incoming and what its intentions are. Hallelujah. The Bible would say, the simple believe anything. But the prudent man will take it to heart. Boy, I feel like preaching. The simple just believe in it. Well, I got something to tell you. No. The prudent, the wise are going to say, I hear what you're saying. Yo, friend, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to think about this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm trying to teach people how to live the blessed life. You got to learn what's godly and what's ungodly. You got to learn what to open your ears up to and what to shut them down. Amen. Just because they dress like they're godly don't mean they're godly. I think the Bible knew a long time ago that there would be wolves that would put on long sleeves. There'd be wolves that put on custom suits. The Bible said sheep's clothing. Amen. You better weigh everything out that you hear in your life. You better You better pray about it. Amen. You better turn your discernment radar on and realize everything you see on the internet ain't right. Every prophet you hear ain't right. Everything that's spoken over you ain't right. My Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let the word of God be true. If it's in this word, you can take it to the bank. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I preached Sunday night that when Jesus walked into Jerusalem, all the people began to shout, Hosanna. That means God save us. And after 5 days of hanging around with the religious rulers, 5 days later, they're shouting, crucify him. What happened to them that made them go from Hosanna to crucify him? They allowed some evil communication to get in their ear. Amen. And it corrupted their hearts. Hey, if you're going to live the blessed life, you got to get rid of all the evil. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. The influence is so powerful. It can be used for good. It can also be used for bad. Amen. You better be careful what you allow to influence your life. A rule of thumb that I have is never allow somebody else's words to cause you to form an opinion about somebody else. If you don't know that person, I said, if you don't know that person, you may get in trouble with God by forming the opinion of somebody else. You better weigh things out. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like preaching. You better weigh things out and realize that the person you may be mad at or having a negative opinion of, that may be one of God's favorite children. Amen. You can end up on the wrong side, on the opposite side of God. That's when people begin to tell me bad stuff about other people. I say, you know what? I'm probably a lot worse than that. That usually shuts it down. I say, I've done a lot worse than that. Amen. Man, they ain't got nothing on me. And God never gave up on me. You know what we ought to do? We ought to just pray that God would open their eyes like he opened up the eyes of the Apostle Paul when his name was the heathen Saul. I'm trying to teach you how to live the blessed life. Hallelujah. I think I beat that horse. Let's go to the second one that you got to do. You got to avoid to live the blessed life. You cannot stand in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what that means? You cannot be on the same path as sinners and live the blessed life. That means there's got to be a calling out. There's got to be a changing of the pathways. There's got to be a regeneration. There's got to be a born again experience. There's got to be a walking away from sin. Praise God, don't you? He's running the aisles all the go. There's got to be a moment of repentance when you were going this way and you turn and you started going this way. You used to hate people, but now I love people. You used to be in perversion, but you come out of that. You used to be in addiction, but you cannot live the blessed life and still live a life of sin. It's the most miserable place in the world is to try to live in the kingdom of God and yet be in your old lifestyle. You got to choose. He said, enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life. And few there be that find it. Praise God. If you make it to heaven, it's going to be on purpose. There was, nobody's going to accidentally land in heaven. It's going to be a commitment that you've made in your life that I'm going to change gates. I'm not going in the broad, wide gate. Praise God. Well, I had to leave a lot of stuff behind. Well, so did a lot of other people. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to continue. Praise God. This is, y'all enjoying this Bible study? Hallelujah. The third thing the Bible tells us to avoid or to not do if you want to be blessed, if you want to be happy, it said, to not sit in the seat of the scornful. Praise God. Praise God. That means you can't hang out with them. It means you can't spend all your time with them. The Hebrew word for scornful refers to arrogant individuals who love conflict and they reject wisdom and they reject correction. So if we're going to be blessed, our friends or the place we sit, the people we hang out with, have got to be the ones that are not arrogant, that hate conflict, or could I say it like this? They're no drama. I'm just preaching the Bible today. They're not arrogant. They hate drama. They accept wisdom. And they accept correction. Hallelujah. In other words, the Bible's telling me that if you want to live the blessed life, the people you hang out with need to have an excellent spirit. Pretty simple. Amen. If you feel like you ain't got any friends, they may be doing what I preach. Amen. Anytime people say stuff about me, I hear a lot. But anyway, I don't believe it all. But what I do say is, I wonder why they think that. Praise God. And I let the word of God begin to mirror my life. If somebody thought I was something, is there another way I could approach them? My heart may be pure. My intent may be pure. But if somebody thinks something, is there another way? Well, that's compromise. Well, Paul was a compromiser then. Because he said, I become all things that I might win some. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I feel Jesus in this place. I want to teach you how to live a blessed life. Hallelujah. Friends that are not arrogant. Friends that love truth. Amen. Friends that love wisdom. And friends that if the Word of God begins to correct them, they just praise God. Amen. I don't like it, but this is how it is. Hallelujah. Is this okay? It's getting kind of quiet in here. Hallelujah. We're past the no's. Amen. Three no's. Two do's. Praise God. Two things we have to do. He said you got to delight in the law of the Lord. It doesn't mean that you just like to hold a Bible in your hand. Praise God. Boy, I sure do love this thing. Amen. It's deeper than that. You know, the writer is talking about you got to delight in living for God. That can only derive from a relationship with God. If you ain't got a relationship with God, this is going to be hard on you. It's going to make your hair go this way and this way. If you don't have a relationship, you won't have fun doing it. And I've seen people try to do it and not like it. And I think this ain't going to last. If you hate coming to church because you just do it because you don't want to go to hell, it ain't going to work. And if you just dress holy even though you hate it because you're scared you're going to be lost, it ain't going to last. You got to get a relationship with God. And when you get a relationship, you'll know what it means to delight. I love it. I want it. If it's, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. When you love somebody, you want to please them. It's not a burden to please somebody that you love. Hallelujah. It's the people that have never had that close connection with God are the ones that they argue about everything. They get as close to the edge as they can. What are you doing? I don't know. But it's the people that you don't have to get on to them. You don't have to push them. They're going to be in church because they love God. They're going to jump up out of the recliner. They're going to jump out of the bed. Not because they feel good, but because they love the Lord. There's something there. When there's something there, you delight in doing His will. Hallelujah. If you could ever get to the point where you delight in it, this is the easiest life. Hallelujah. Everybody say, this is easy. Hallelujah. I love living for God. Amen. One of the reasons I love it is because if I ever back up, my life just goes, in the South we say, haywire. If you ever feel goofy and feel like you want to do something goofy, and your life goes haywire, you learn how to fall in love with God. You realize one day in His courts is better than 1,000 in the hog pen or on the bar stool or in the life of perversion. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I don't have to be the preacher. Just let me open the door. Why would you say, because I love Him. Because I delight in His law. I want to be a part. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If you love God, it's easy to love His word. If you love God, then you begin to live His word. Because it becomes natural to you. Amen. And let me get to my favorite part. This is why I'm here. Praise God. And in His law doth he meditate day and night. Everybody say, in His law. Everybody say, doth he meditate?
day and night. This one is so important. What you meditate upon. Hallelujah. Amen. If you meditate upon bitterness, it'll spring up till it chokes you to death. If you meditate upon the Word of God, you will become the Word of God. Proverbs will say it like this, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I've got scripture to tell you, whatever you think about is what you'll become. I was walking up and down these aisles yesterday saying, God, amen, I get it. I know what you think about is what you're going to become and all this. I realize, amen, but you know I'm elementary. Amen. Amen. Show me something. And it's like the Lord, I could see a man with a welding rod in his hand. And he takes two pieces of metal and he slides them together. And then he begins to run a bead in between those two things. It's like the Lord was showing me, whatever you think about becomes welded to you. Until you can't separate from your thoughts then. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this. Hello. That's why you've got to be careful about thoughts. That's why this Bible said it casts down imaginations. It said bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. Whatever goes through your head, you got to weigh it out. This ought to be the litmus test. Is this pleasing to God or not? Is this edifying to the body of Christ or not? Is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? Is this going to attach me to the church or pull me to the world? Whatever you meditate upon is what you will become. And so when you begin to meditate day and night, night and day, upon the Word of God, it's like this thing becomes welded to you. And it ain't something you carry around like I'm showing everybody how to carry a Bible. Amen. You don't even have to have a Bible in your hand if one of them is welded to your head. Amen. When it becomes welded to you, then you begin to see everything in life like the Word of God sees everything in life. Amen. Then you're not tripped up by every wind of doctrine that sweeps through the city, sweeps through the country, when the Word of God becomes a... I don't know if you are buying this, but I'm going to help you buy it. Paul said we are epistles. Everybody say epistles. These are the letters that were written in that Word of God. Seen and read of all men. What is he saying? People are looking at your life. They're reading you. Who is he talking to? The church of the living God. The people that had repented of their sins and been baptized in Jesus. These were spirit-filled people. And he said, listen to me, church. When you go out there, they're seeing you and they're reading you. Now tell me, if they're reading you, what are they reading? If they're, what has been welded to you? I feel so much power in this church right now. Let me tell you something, meditating, it's prayer is what it is. But it ain't the prayer about, Lord, give me a dollar. Lord, give me a house. Lord, give me a car. Lord, give me a job. Give me a spouse. Give me this. Give me that. Give me a big tax return. It's not the supplication. That's a whole other message. But this meditation is the welding process. where you submit your life. I'm talking about prayer meetings when you forget about what time it is. I'm talking about prayer meetings in worship services where you forget about what's going on around you. And the Word of God begins to attach onto you. Amen. And you come out and you think, I'm different than I was. I feel different than I used to be. What is it? It's God. Well, that word. Some people takes a lot of welding. Some people don't take nearly that much. A little bitty light rod, 110. There's some people like me, turns it up to 220. Use a big old fat rod and just hangs in there. You know what I want him to do? God, work on me as long as you need to. That's why I got a problem with 5-minute prayer meetings. That's why I got a problem with 30-minute pre-service prayer meetings too. It's because there's some things that take time to change. There's sometimes you need to linger in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I've seen people where they begin to touch God and whoa, I feel it, praise God. 2 seconds later, their eyes are open, they're walking back to their pew. I'm like, my Lord, he just turned the welder on. You just heard the click, making sure there's power. I'm telling you, when you begin to meditate day and night upon the things of God, your thoughts, amen, will become who you are. When that Bible said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, you'll learn how to smile. Amen. When they're attacking you. Amen. I've heard people say, I don't know how you do that. Oh, when you get welded to that word of God, you'll know how. When it becomes who you are, pray for those that despitefully use you. Well, I don't know. That's kind of crossing a line right there to me. I got too many things to pray about myself. How would you pray about? This is how you do it. You meditate upon this until it becomes you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You begin to disconnect from things in this world simply because it's not you anymore. How am I going to quit doing this? How am I going to get rid of Hollywood? I'll tell you, when it ain't you, you won't want it anymore. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you'll do this, it's going to take work. It takes time. It takes work. If you begin to separate yourself from things that pull you down and you begin to attach yourself to things that encourage and lift you up, the Bible said you're going to be blessed. Furthermore, you're going to be like a tree that's planted. This is backslide proof preaching right now. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. How can I'm just so worried that, amen, that the devil's going to trip me. No. The devil can't trip a tree. He can't knock a tree over. He said this tree is not going to just be any tree. But this tree, he's going to have some fruit. And this fruit's going to come. God's saying, when I'm ready for it to come, it's going to bring forth his fruit in his season. You know what he's saying? Don't look at the tree down the creek. Don't even just wave and say hi to that tree. We're all friends, but that ain't me. I got a season, and God's going to do it in my season. Amen. And he said his leaf is not going to wither. This word means fade. Man. There's nothing more beautiful than a vibrant tree connected to the rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And he said, and whatsoever he doeth. Everybody say whatsoever. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm trying to teach you how to. I got the. I got the doctrine of getting rich. I've got the prosperity doctrine. I've got the healing doctrine. I've got the be blessed doctrine. But, amen, I preach it a little different than other people do. I preach it like the Bible says. And the Bible said, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, oh, I love living for God. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you want prosperity to come to your life, let this word, let it shape you. Let it change you. Lift your hands to the Lord together right now. Boy, I feel Jesus walking up and down these aisles. I feel the power. Come on, prayer warriors, lift your voice. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, stand together. Come on, keep praying for a few moments. Come on, let the word instruct you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm praying for a love of the law of God to come into people's hearts right now. The writer would say, I know who's going to be blessed. It's going to be they that loveth thy law. Listen to me. And nothing shall offend them. Brother Bass preached a little bit about it. Wednesday night offenses will come. You can't stop offenses from coming. But if you love the law of God, there'll be nothing knock you off track. Hallelujah. Here's the scary part. The ungodly are not so. But the Bible said the wind would blow them like the chaff. like the grain. If you look up this word spirit, wind, it's spirit. Said the ungodly, the ones that don't fall in love with this word, the ones that don't separate, said there would be a spirit that would blow them away. It's like many years ago, the Lord spoke to me, if you don't pray, something will get you. And I preach to this church, if you don't pray, something will get you. Hallelujah. It could be a spirit. You could have been connected. You could have been welded when you could have been living the blessed life. You're tumbling. Oh, it's a decision. I want to be a blessed man. I want my children to be blessed. I want my grandchildren blessed. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't we love Jesus right now? If there's somebody you'd like to pray, you're welcome to come. Hallelujah. I feel God drawing people. I feel that power drawing people. Come on, I feel the Holy Spirit wanting to connect people. Hallelujah. Ha ta 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 ta. Itarabasa. Come on, let's make it a prayer room. Come on, just a few minutes, let's turn it into a prayer room. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We love you. God. Oh, come on, cry out to the Lord. Come on, I want to live the blessed life. Come on, the joyous life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Focus on the Lord. Everybody in the house, focus on the Lord for a few moments. God, if there's anything in my spirit, God, show me today. God, help me get off the milk, get on the meat. God, don't let me be a child. Help me, Lord. Let this word settle in my spirit. Let this word. Maybe you could reach over and see somebody pray and help them. Put your hand on the shoulder if it's appropriate. Oh, come on. We're going higher. We're going higher. We're going higher. Come on, in Jesus' name.